What an awesome day, you know, here today to finish the final part of our off-season program. And really, the minicamp is really an extension of the OTAs, but more importantly, a chance for our team to still connect and still get tighter and even get better at the things we're trying to improve on. I thought that a lot of the guys did that. I challenged a number of the guys, can you have the best off-season you've ever had, the players, the coaches? And I think absolutely there's a number of guys that took that to heart and have had that. And then now, this message begins, hey, man, we're just getting started, okay, in terms of the mindset, the attitude of how we're going to go about things. I'm hoping we've had the most fun we've ever had playing football during their career here, and that takes a lot of hard work to do that, and the details and the grit and the strain that goes into it. That part, you know, and getting connected, it's been a blast with these guys. They've thrown a terrific offseason together. Now, as they're going home, the training that begins over the summer to get ourselves ready to come back in camp. As far as practice day, probably saw one guy didn't practice day, Malachi Goodman. We held him today. Strained his knee yesterday. We'll do some tests today and tomorrow. But for the most part, healthy, feeling good, and couldn't have been more pleased about the offseason that we threw together and the mindset, the attitude of what we're trying to create. It's been a blast. So with that, I'll open up some questions regarding practice or camp or the offseason. Ready to rip.
Yeah, Coach, how did T.J. Yates look today running the offense?
You know, and that was an important one for him to get some reps with the one. So T.J.'s one that we also challenged. Hey, man, although he had familiarity with the offense from his background at Houston, can he take it to another spot? Can he help support Matt in such a way and help push him to be at his very best? So I was really pleased today, D-Led, in terms of the attitude and style, you know, that T.J. went after it. You could feel the intensity, you know, the tempo, the urgency in the huddle. I sensed that and I felt it.
Because this is less football you'll actually do before mini camp. Are you at a point now where you can start to set depth charts going into camp as far
as I think so. Yeah, I think that's an important part of the offseason. During these, you know, the practices and the mini camp, we had a sense of what a guy can do. And then now what we did as a staff, here are some things that we saw through the offseason that you're really doing well. And here's the things we asked you to work on during the offseason. Let's make sure moving forward, these are the things we're going to address coming back to camp. So, like, our whole goal, is we don't get too far out in front. It's like, how can each player improve? And so if this guy can get a little bit better and this person and the right corner can get better and the safety can get better and the quarterback can do a couple things to get better, like, collectively, we're aiming everything at improvement. You know, each guy, each one, you know, how much better can we get? And then collectively, our unit gets better. Even more collectively, our team gets better. So that's where we're aimed at now. Really work hard and then, you know, enjoy the family time, you know, with the guys that have off. So get the training, get the, you know, the running, the lifting, the mindset, and then enjoy the family time. When we're ready to come back, as you know, it goes fast, and then it's time to go. And but let's not, you know, let's right now in this time, let's have great training, enjoy the time with the family, and then we'll come back, and we're going to try and throw a great training camp, just like the off-season program went.
What are some things that you see from Vic Beasley in terms of what he needs to do better after you've, you know, watched film and now he's had 3 days in minicamp?
Sure. I think the first thing coming into it was probably overall football conditioning. It's one thing to get ready for, you know, for all the young players coming in, and it was really true for all of them, Vic and all the rookie class, how much football shape could they get into? So we had to get them the reps on the field to get going. From a scheme standpoint, there's those times, you know, where we talk about where a player, where's the scheme at, how fast can he play. For all the rookies, and Vic included, there's a couple plays still where there's hesitation. That's where we're going to try to eliminate and keep repping those guys. So with he and with the rest of the rookie class, the work ethic's been outstanding. And then can we keep detailing their positions so they can get to the very root of how they're going to play?
When you guys drafted Beasley, you targeted him as one of those guys that might be able to play your Leo position. Does he still look like that kind of guy?
Yeah, that's where we're going to feature him at the Leo. And we feel the speed. We feel the outside edge presence. Not only does he have initial quickness, he's got lateral quickness too, which as a rusher, not only do you want to be able to take off, but the inside counters, you have to have quickness to come and beat a guy inside too, which he has both, which is an important quality, you know, going into a rusher. Not only can I beat you up the field, but I can take you up and then beat you back inside.
Coach, I know this is kind of looking down the road a little bit, but what you saw from Trufant, Alford, the other cornerbacks,
right?
You see how the division got bigger,
right?
Receiver,
right,
and stuff like that. What's the emphasis with that going into training camp, and how do you want, you know, how do you want them to play those kind of tall receivers they're going to face?
Yeah, that's why we love having the guys on with the speed and the length, you know, where we can play a guy at the line of scrimmage. And then in this camp, you don't get to do any individual one-on-one. So that'll be an area of emphasis going into training camp just because of the provisions of the CBA. We're not allowed to do the one-on-one. So that'll be an important part of their time because when we're playing man-to-man now, we don't get the one-on-one work. You need to do it in the team setting. So we'll get an extensive work in the one-on-ones, especially – you know, what better guy to go against, you know, than Julio Jones? And so to match up with him and the way Julio practices, and that's really, we showed that in our team meeting today. There was a really good play with Robert and Julio. I think it was a batted ball, but what we call like a 50-50 ball where either guy could get it. And like that's really the essence of our program in terms of that competition, Vaughn, you and I going against each other as hard as we possibly can, doing it within the safety of the team, but like pushing each other to get better. And then once you continually do that, it just takes over. It's the mindset of how you do it. Like, I'm constantly pushing you, you're constantly pushing me, and like collectively, you got better and I got better. So I couldn't have been more, you know, excited to see these guys just totally battling, going for a ball. You know, like in the essence of like competing, that's what it's all about.
You talked about using that as a film, what you said with Julio and Alford, but do you have the cornerbacks look at any other film from the past?
Nope. Not against potential receivers. We try to make as much as we do about us and make other teams deal with us. So it's going to be our mindset, our attitude, but we're not going to spend as much time on the opponent as we will about how we want to play.
Well, you know, you talked about the rookies just a second ago, but a player like Grady Jarrett, how much is having guys run in with some experience really going to help him?
Yeah, what a terrific, not only just for a big guy, he's a really good athlete, Grady is. You feel the quickness and movement. So sometimes as a defensive lineman, there's the big tackles, the nose tackles. You see a guy like Paul Soliai or Tyson or Rasheed, and then there's other tackles who have just rare quickness. And so we're trying to feature Grady into our nickel package. He's got really good quickness, so he's more in line of like how Babineau plays and on the move and the quickness. So he's been we knew coming in we were going to get everything out of him. He was, you know, had that kind of rep coming out. Like, this guy is all in, all out, and he has not disappointed.
Dan, do you feel like as you've gone through this process and you're setting the tenor for the team and the type of attitude you want them to have, that these guys understand the tenor of training camp and how hard it's going to be and different it's going to be for them?
I think so. We've tried to establish that as a baseline. Like, this is just how we want to go moving forward. Like, every chance we get to go against each other for years, you know, just you and I going against each other from the center to the nose tackle, the tight end to the outside linebacker, the wide receiver to the DB. Like, collectively, those reps we put together, it's hard going against one another. But there's also this mutual respect that goes back and forth. Like, all right, you got me that play. And then the next play, I'm coming again and again and again. And then collectively, both guys just battling and going for it, your skills become really sharp and really they stay sharp, because each week during practice, we'll continue to go good against good at least twice a week during practice. So that emphasis where we get to go against one another, you know, first team on first team, it really enables you to stay sharp.
These running backs could catch the ball, but how great is it just to see them break the huddle and then make plays when the number's called?
Yeah, and the one I knew Devontae, you know, had terrific hands. What I probably didn't appreciate was the good route running ability, you know, from him coming out of Florida State and the development that he did with the guys and Gerald and the staff here last year. Like, he can really run routes, and so he's going to be a guy we're going to feature in a lot of different ways. He is tough. He's got great quickness and the ability, not just the catching ability, but the route running. He's a factor for sure, and now as the head coach, it's lots more fun to go see him now. Like, okay, I'm not thinking about how to match up against this dude, you know. So he's an absolute competitor, and I love what he stands for.
Yeah, how important it is to have that experience at the tight end position with Tony and, you know, Jacob being there?
Yeah, I think it's important for Matt too, you know, where that tight end and the quarterback, they're absolutely a weapon in this league. You guys know that just from, you know, not only in the division but across the league, how the tight end position, it's evolved. Also, you know, sometimes we split a tight end out and play him like a receiver. And so the versatility of our tight ends right now, including Toilolo, is really unique. We've got height, we've got, you know, speed, there's got veteran presence. So it's a really unique group, and I think collectively that's what makes them a really good group. You know, it's the versatility that each of the guy has. It's not like everyone's dimensions are the same and everyone's game is directly the same. There's a little bit, you know, each guy brings some unique stuff to the group.
Are you going to get your head out of the game and get out of the office for the next 3 weeks?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you know, like, as we're going through everything, we're gonna have a great break. And that's what, you know, in dealing with the staff, they have really worked hard this off season trying to connect with the guys. So they probably need to get away from me too, the staff does, you know. And give me a break. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that. But it's been a terrific off season.
Do you feel like there's any veteran offensive linemen out there that could help?
I think we're always, you know, out there at all positions, not just at O-line. But, yeah, certainly as you go through the process, there's always ideas and thoughts to go about looking at it, not just at O-line, but all the way through. And if there's an opportunity for us to, you know, help make our team better, more competitive, more tough, Thomas and I are certainly going to look at that.
Is that Evan Mathis is a free agent. I mean, is he a guy that's on the radar?
Yeah, not necessarily particularly a player I'm not going to get into with you, but, you know, we're always going to keep your eye out for guys who have, you know, ability to help, you know, fit into what we're doing. So, yeah, we're always going to keep an eye out for certain guys, not certain players, but, you know, players in general.
Significance with the run and hit hat?
You know, not today. This is just, you know, a style of how we're going to play and the speed of how we're going to play. You know, we're going to come off the ball on offense and that ability defensively to go and run and be aggressive. And we're going to out-hit every team we're going to play. That's going to be our mindset to go out. Can we out-hit everybody we're going to play? That's a physical mindset, and it's not easy to do. And it's one we're certainly going to try and set our sights to go after.
Coleman was out with the...
He had a strained groin. Yeah, sorry, I should have hit that one up. Sorry, guys. We held Tevin today, and he did some light running. That's probably why I didn't bring it up and did some work, but didn't participate all the way through.
Dan, how much of a fear do you have? I know it's when guys get away from football at this point in time, it's trouble time usually around the league. I mean, what do you say to the guys?
It's so true, man, in our league. And our first rule of the program is protect the team. And that goes on and off the field. You know, so when we're here, it's 24-7, and for everybody, let's make, the way I said to him, let's make grown man decisions, you know. And for that, regarding our team, let's make sure in all scenarios, putting our team first. And fortunately, we've got a terrific group of guys, man. And so it's not, where are we, you know, I wonder what could happen. It's just the opposite, you know, in terms of I can't wait to get back here with them, you know, after we have this break and let it go. But that's the biggest one. Rule number one, in effect, protecting the team.
How important was it also to have the hot weather for the rookies to understand that it's a little different now?
Yeah, you got that right. I don't know if for the guys who are probably from the South, you know, it's probably normal. They've been doing it for years. For the guys that come from different parts of the country, like, it's real. And, you know, for the guys, it was important, you know, going through. But one of the things I love, you know, like, when you have the real grit, you don't even really think about it. And most of the good teams, you know, that I've been a part of, they really don't know what the weather is. They're ready to ball and ready to play. And so today just happened to be heat, and we'll play games where we're cold. And at the end of the day, they're still going to have to deal with us as a team. So that's what I was most – I didn't hear like, oh, my gosh, it's hot, or wow, look at this. Heard from some coaches, so we'll probably go address that, but not from the players. All right. Yeah, sure.
Just one more. I'm sorry.
Yeah, sure.
Will Roddy be on any kind of a plan during training camp where you hold him out, veteran plan or anything
no.
like that?
Nope. Yeah, none. So, yeah, we're looking forward to – I mean, there always be a, you know, a time where we might limit a period, but, no, he's had a terrific offseason. He really had. I love his warrior mindset in terms of how he loves to go about it. So we'll be smart with all the guys, but we'll take it on an individual case basis. But we haven't gone down that road of who – and the league now does a good job, you know, in terms of having, you know, scheduled days off compared to, you know, some of us when we first started. It was just grind it out as long as you can. So I think everybody's a little more mindful now than we ever have been. All right, see you guys. Have a great break.